Mr. Lassiter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
So what does South Carolina have that North Carolina doesn't?
We have very comparable incentive programs for kind of professional-styled companies where you get to apply an incentive based upon the number of people that are created in new employees. In South Carolina, they get a full credit for the combined number of about 2,500 people currently working in North Carolina with the additional new employees they're going to bring with the expanded operations. So, and we can only count just the new employees. So we have a real difficulty in being able to be competitive in these issues where the move is a short distance but going across state lines. When we look at the manufacturing plant, that's a little different issue where they have what's called a closing fund. That is, the South Carolina can provide just a direct cash grant to close a deal to attract a really big user with high capital cost, and in this case, a tire plant. We don't have that currently in North Carolina. It's one of the things we recommended in our jobs plan to make us more competitive with states across the country.
I mean, it sounds like it just all comes down to the incentives, to the money.
Well, I think incentives are a big part, particularly when everyone's fighting for a large manufacturing plant. We've got some real work to do in North Carolina to make sure we're competitive. When we're talking about company headquarters and expansions, there's a lot of other considerations that go into play, schools, road networks, airports. And in a city like Charlotte, where you're literally 10 minutes can move you into another state and still access all of those amenities in North Carolina, it's a more challenging negotiation because the incentives can play a big part while the company still has all the benefits of being within the Charlotte region.
So how much of a loss are these kinds of relocations across the state line into South Carolina? Many of the workers may continue or choose to live on the North Carolina side of the border.
Well, North Carolina will more than likely still see a significant number of the employees who work for the two office moves continue to live in our state, buy houses, rent apartments, buy cars, go to restaurants. I made a comment earlier to somebody about that, you know, if this was a move from Raleigh to Durham, from Wake County to Durham County, we wouldn't be talking about it because it'd be seen within the same region. The fact that we are in the, we have a border that kind of runs between counties in South Carolina and North Carolina, it's made it much more dramatic.
And you mentioned this closing fund that South Carolina has to offer companies, but North Carolina doesn't right now. What is the legislative climate at present in North Carolina for making any changes to the incentives program?
We expect to have some legislation introduced in the long session next year to talk about our overall incentives programs, both in terms of expansion of our job development programs, our tax structure, our closing funds. Those were all ideas that were endorsed in our jobs plan in January. We didn't feel like we could get enough together by the short session because it is a limited time for legislature to consider these kinds of issues. And so the expectation is those will be part of the legislative package coming from the governor's office to the legislature. And these examples we've just seen in the last 24 hours are, I think, really good ones to point out where we're at a competitive disadvantage.
Mr. Lassiter, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Mark.